Welcome to the Brandon Drury Podcast. Today, I'm going to rant incoherently about feminism. And I guess I need to start out by saying, like, the Mad Men era really sucked. And if you go back and watch the show or whatever, or just anything from that time, right? There's a famous commercial, it was famous back then, where in the 50s, where they more or less imply that a woman gets an orgasm from cleaning the sink. There is nothing bigger going on in her life than cleaning a goddamn sink. It's like for Comet or, you know, those little powder scrubs that give you cancer or whatever. And you watch and you're like, did anybody believe this shit? Did anyone actually think that a woman is having an orgasm from scrubbing a kitchen sink? It's pretty much impossible. She might scrub something, but it ain't going to be the goddamn sink. And if you go back to that era where, yeah, you just grab a girl's ass because you feel like it. Of course, we're told that. It just seems to me like you get your, you know, you get fucking smacked. I don't know. Maybe you just were defenseless and back then and you couldn't do anything about it. But I don't think so. I know a lot of chicks now that are pretty fucking tough. And I don't think they're tough because of Nintendo and the internet and cell phones. I think that's just who they are. And I just imagine if I went up to them and did something a little nasty without permission, I think they'd clock me good. And I got a feeling that would be that way going back to the caveman days. So it's possible we've kind of underestimated, you know, how powerful chicks are in just day-to-day regular interactions. That tends to be the case with these global macro views of the universe. But I will say, yeah, like a time when, yeah, a chick who appears to be hyper-qualified, and again, this goes back to the Mad Men thing, like, well, you'll be a finance secretary. And it's like, well, and there's nothing wrong with being a secretary, but if you're, you know, you're qualified to do something a little more, whatever the right word is, skill demanding, then you should do it if you feel like doing it. And so no doubt about it, chicks have been fucked over in the past. But again, and it's the same thing with the race thing I talked about in the first couple episodes. I don't see much of it now. What rule are we going to change now? Women can vote. Women can do you know, almost every job. We have women fighter pilots, although not that many. Let's not fucking get it crazy here. You have many UFC women fighters that would completely beat the fucking shit out of me. No doubt about it. That's what they do. And I'll beat the fucking shit out of them at circuit board design. I mean, most likely. I mean, it's just a difference in the path you took. And certainly that the 0.001% of any group can beat, you know, basically the best women in the world can certainly beat most guys' asses. What do you want? A medal? I mean, that's why they're in the fucking UFC. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, good? I don't know. So one thing that really, like, gets to me, though, And you hear this all the time with, like, the YouTube CEO or any, like, no, I shouldn't say any, but a whole lot of really successful chicks, then go, on the way up, you know, men were mean to me. Guys tried to make sure I wouldn't get the job, and they would intentionally stop me from doing what I thought I had to do. That happens to fucking everybody. You got some new idea, some new bold stance. You don't think people are going to try to circumvent what you're trying to shut your little system down, try to fuck you over so you can't get through? They don't want you to succeed. I mean, and it has nothing to do with gender. Girls pull this shit with each other, and dudes too. If somebody is running a little too fast, somebody will stick a little thumbtack in their shoe. Or it happens everywhere, and it's not good. I mean, it sucks. I don't like it, and it's definitely a sign of low character. But fuck, like, how many people have character? What percentage of the population would you say has high character? I mean, 6%? Is that a good number? I don't know. Maybe that's low. Maybe it's 50. I don't. But there's a lot of scumbags that'll rip you off and steal from you and everything else. So if you're a really smart chick and you're moving up in the company fast, you don't think somebody that can't quite keep up with you, you don't think they're going to cheat a little bit to slow you down so maybe they get the spot? That's just politics. That's a definition of politics. It's a bunch of mudslinging and stuff. But for some reason, they've spun this into some kind of feminist narrative where, where scumbag males have pushed women down, and it, as if it was Mad Men. And it's like every dude who made it that far also had to go through the same amount of bullshit. Everybody. And it kind of shows that these people haven't really studied any successful people, which I guess you don't really have to do that. I like to do that. How did Bill Gates get there? You know, how did Elon Musk get there? Blah, blah, blah. Everybody has went through bullshit. And this is something, I don't necessarily think it's part of the left, but it's a part of crybabies. Crybabies like to pretend that everyone else has had it easy, and only they had it tough. Everyone, fucking REM said it best, everybody hurts, assholes. Everybody's got to go through some bullshit. It was said quite nicely in Goodfellas. Everybody's got to take a beating. I love that part where they freeze the frame right when the dad is beating the fuck out of the kid with a belt. Like, God damn, you talk about, suddenly my life doesn't sound so bad. And even more interesting is the guy looking back on it. It's like, that wasn't that bad. It's like, your dad's just fine. Whoopsh, whoop, okay. You know, shouldn't skip school, I guess, is the point. So if you're a chick trying to do great things, you can be guaranteed that weak people will try to fuck that up. Now, strong dudes will be glad that they finally have somebody, another person of strength, that, you know, they will be thrilled to death that you're, you know, killing it in whatever your area of expertise is. But the scumbags are always going to be scumbags. The rattlesnakes are always going to be poisonous. I don't know what to fucking tell you. And it's nothing to do with feminism or sexism. So quit coupling the two, because they're not the fucking same thing. All right, now let's talk about cash. You know, this 73 cents on a dollar thing was a big deal back in 2017 or something, where something came out and said, women make 73 cents for every dollar that a man makes. And in no way did this account for anything, like any of the factors that matter, like a number of hours worked or anything like that. And for an example, and this is something we have to struggle with, and I'm going to talk about it here in a minute. If a chick is in the middle of a big-ass campaign, let's say she's in the WNBA, because I'm going to talk about them here in a minute. A chick's in the WNBA, and then middle of the season, she's 3 months pregnant and has to stop, or 6 months, 8 months, some pregnant. She's pregnant. Well, she's just not going to be contributing to the team. And even if she did nothing wrong, like, does the WNBA give you all kinds of special leave and, oh, that's okay, have fun, we understand the importance of family? Well, maybe they do, and there's nothing particularly wrong with that per se. But if you were counting on that person to be on your team and now they decided to start a family, well, they're not on your team now, not on the level they were. And then maybe they can, you know, after the pregnancy, come back. But in the meantime, they're gone. And somebody else who's there hustling, guy, girl, whoever, the people that decided not to do the family thing right now are going to win in that regard, because the pregnant girl just isn't there. Now, you know, when my son was born back in 2012, I was this hard charging work, 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 you know, 90 hours a week. I liked what I was doing. I mean, I stayed at home, I had my own business. You know, it didn't feel like work, but I was pushing hard compared to a lot of other people. And then when my son was born, it was a fucking train wreck. I could not maintain that same intensity. And to this day, it's 2021, you know, he's 8 years old. I still haven't, you know, and I've decided to be, you know, the best dad I could be. And I put a lot of time, you know, and I spent a lot of time with him, and at the expense of other things. And I've just decided to eat that. But by picking the family, I've definitely taken a pay cut. There is zero doubt about it. I completely have. It's guaranteed that that's the opportunity cost. But I decided that's what I wanted to do. And, you know, in 10 years, he'll be 18 and off to college. And then I'm back to, you know, being selfish again. That's the old Daniel Tosh joke about abortion. Get it aborted so I can go back to being selfish. Something like that. So, again, I don't think women have it that damn tough in regard to pay. I think two competent people will get doing the same job and working about the same, being at the same level of productivity, will make about the same amount of money. And I just don't think there's too many examples of that not being the case. And the reason being, if the guy right next to the gal is making way more cash for doing, you know, we'll say equal work, well, she'll fucking leave. And if she's competent enough to do her job well, she's also competent enough to know she can go somewhere else. And now, some people say that chicks are more likely to not stand up for themselves and less likely to negotiate hardball. I don't know anything about that because I've met some chicks that are fucking ruthless. I would not want to fuck with them at all. And I know I've had times where I bit my lip and was kind of a pussy about things like that. So it's really hard to associate this with gender. Now, I hear a lot of the chicks that whine about this and like, women aren't treated fairly. Like, they should be getting paid the same. Well, the reasons that pay may be different from one person to another could be anything. It could be the guy said, I'm fucking quitting unless you give me a goddamn raise now. And he starts walking out the door. Maybe he's pissed off. Like, no, Jim, we need you. No, Jim, we need you. We got the big thing going on next month. And then he goes, well, fuck you, pay me. Again, another. I'm on a Goodfellas kick today. Fuck you, pay me. So they pull out the checkbook and crank up his pay. They didn't even think about anybody else in the company. They had a fire to put out, and so they put that fire out. That's it. They weren't thinking about the other, you know, 600 employees. Managers are busy. They don't have, you know, whoever writes the checks, whoever who sets the pay doesn't have time to like, well, I wonder if Jill over there is going to feel like she doesn't matter as much. It didn't even occur to them. They're working hard too, like everybody else. Shit happens. So I don't buy that chicks are paid less than men. And the fact that we have more women doctors than men in the United States is telling on multiple fronts. For one, that in America, the role of doctor is the most prestigious profession there is. I mean, unless you're like in the billionaire club, you're Steve Jobs and Elon Musk type people. After that, it's doctors. And people almost borderline worship doctors. It's almost freaky if you see how people treat doctors like at a hospital. It's a godlike thing sometimes. And it's almost gross, almost. And so women, I forgot the fucking numbers. Is it 53%? It's over half. It doesn't matter. It's over half. And so if women are dominating in that, and that is the hardest profession, I mean, medical school is no joke, I'm sure. So it doesn't seem like our society is too hung up on smashing women down if we're going to prefer them, if that's the perspective you want to take. I don't. I take the perspective that more women decided to be doctors and were able to be doctors than dudes. The end. A whole lot of dudes hate school and rather just get on a roof and start hammering. There are chicks that do that, but they're in the minority, obviously. All right, so let's talk about this cash thing. And I just listened to a podcast, people I mostly admire, the Freakonomics author, the other guy, the economist, not the writer guy. And he's talking to this chick. She's won like 10,000 championships in her life. She's a freaking champion, apparently. She's like 40 now. She's old. My age. Anyway, and she was kind of talking about if you're in the NBA, and then like the league minimum is like whatever, $1 million or something. And the league minimum in the WNBA is like $35,000. School teacher money, which is interesting. But her argument on the podcast, at least, which, you know, might not be her official stance. You know, sometimes when you're just freestyling, you know, shit comes out wrong. But her stance was that the girls work just as hard as the guys and they should be paid accordingly. Well, no one gets paid for working hard. You get paid for output. And I'm afraid to break it to them, but WNBA, it's all about how many ads you sold and your TV contracts and things of that sort. How much money did you bring in for the company? You could argue it's about free throw percentage, but obviously no one gives a shit about that. They don't have a free throw percentage shootout at the All-Star game. They do have three-point shooting, and they got the dunk contest. And we know full well how many damn dunks are in the WNBA. I think I heard there was one years ago. There's probably a lot more now. I don't keep up with it. But if your little business, your organization, your WNBA, doesn't make $20 billion, then there ain't $10 billion to go around for labor. It's as simple as that. Your business doesn't make as much money. And you could say, I worked really hard writing that song and recording that song. Well, if no one gives a shit, no one likes it, well, good luck making any money off of it. So it's kind of a piss poor argument in my mind. No one is paid for what you put into things. And I guess you're going to think of it as some kind of per hour thing, like, you know, like the way like a McDonald's employee or laborers, you know, like lower per hour type people work. Well, fine. But yeah, unfortunately, just working hard isn't enough. It's the bare minimum. And there's a whole lot of people that bust their ass that, you know, to make, you know, a tiny, tiny amount of money. So I don't buy that argument at all. And so here's my take on it. The WNBA is just like the male porn stars foundation. I made that up. But if you're a porn star and you're a dude, I got a feeling you're not making 200 grand a year or 500 grand a year. Now, a girl porn star, especially back in the 90s, probably could. I think that Houston girl, famous for the Houston 500. Google it if you dare. I think she said she made $1 million in 1 year. And more power to her. She had special skills. And you talk about hard work. I'd like to see if any of the WNBA could keep up with that. I sure as hell can't. So you could make $1 million, but did any dudes make $1 million? Well, why? No one's fucking paying to watch dudes fuck. Now, I mean, why? Well, for partly because even though they say that like very few dudes have the big old dong that will stay hard for 3 years or whatever, so basically very few dudes can even do the job. Of course, that's how the WNBA is. Very few chicks can play at that level, that elite level of basketball. But you'd think those porn star guys are making some big ass cash. I don't think they are. And the WNBA, again, the audience is small. I guess the audience is absolutely huge for porn, clearly. But maybe the fact that dudes are fucking. They're probably pretty content. Good luck with them saying, God damn it, I hate this job and I'm out of here. So until the male porn stars make the equal amount as the female porn stars, I think that it's fair to say that the men basketball players are just going to have to make more than the women. You know, we'll see. But is that fair? I don't know. It's up to you. You have to judge whether a 12-inch cock is... it's fucking worth it. All right, and this brings me up to one of my favorite arguments, which I don't really hear much. I'm going to say this. If you don't work with them, you can't fuck them. I'm going to say it again. If you can't work with them, you can't... or if you don't work with them, you can't fuck them. Dudes are trying to fuck women. That is our... we're sex addicts from the womb. It just takes about 15 years, give or take, to kick in. The best way to convince a girl to have sex with you is to slowly work your way up, be nice without being overbearing, you know, be around her every day, talk to her a little bit, but don't overdo it. And before you know it, you've earned a little bit of trust. She thinks you're nice. You're not. There ain't no nice guys. Guys have an agenda. Now, are they going to break the rules to fulfill their needs or not is kind of the question, I guess. But in the end, we're all looking for something. And involve it's pussy. And so, if a dude says, like, I don't want women working with me, damn it. It's like, well, I don't know, maybe if you're some kind of power lifter. Of course, again, I've seen chicks throw refrigerators on TV. Some chick threw like 25 refrigerators, like 15 feet each. It was unbelievable. Like, I couldn't lift one. Like, okay, that's a pretty goddamn strong chick. I'm impressed. But if the dude has some reason he doesn't want chicks around, like a merit-based reason, that's up to him. I don't know anything about that. But for the dudes that say they don't want to work with women, they're full of shit. You may not want the bad sides of women. You may not want to hear about shopping when you're trying to chop a tree down or whatever. It might be guy type time. And again, it's possible that chicks could fit in without fucking up that vibe you got. If you're trying to chop a tree down, you don't want to hear about the view. And that's obviously a more feminine type of show. So if a dude just says, I don't want chicks working with me, then, and he's single, he's fucking lying or hiding some sexual weird shit. Or I guess he's gay. I mean, you're allowed to do that too now. But for regular straight men, my age at least, like 40 and under, they always want girls around. And it always might be a strong word, but at least you want a girl within arm's length. You want to be, because you can't fuck them otherwise. Now, you can try going to bars. You can try picking up chicks online and Tinder or these types of things. But in the end, where you work is where you're going to find your chicks and where you get to slowly get to know them without being creepy and without being a salesman and forcing yourself too assertively. And all the chicks I've ever banged in my life, or not that there's that many, not that I should be the one giving advice on this, I worked with. And my wife, I worked with her. So there you go. You run that through your head. But I don't think there's this grand global conspiracy of guys to keep women from working beside them. Again, they don't want to hear about girly shit. But everybody's got a limit on that stuff, unless you're a girl. Maybe girls do too. Fuck, I don't know. Okay, so here's another one. Overshoot has led to misery. And what do I mean by that? The wife just played it the other day. Michelle Wolf, comedian. She's really good. Got a kind of a naggy voice. You got to work with that. Got to work through that, I should say. But she's ranting and raving and more or less saying that women are expected to be happy and smile. And they're also expected to go work, have a career now. That's from the feminist, usually. And then they're expected to come home and be happy for the kids and have energy to do shit with the kids and do the mom stuff. And it's a lot. Because no one ever said, all right, women, you get to work. You're going to come into the workforce in droves in the 70s. But then you don't have to worry about being a mom anymore. No. For some reason, all women decided to do both. They're going to do what the men did in the 50s and do what women did in the 50s. I'll say that again. They're doing both jobs at the same time. It's fucking brutal. And they feel that society expects it out of them. It's like, well, I don't know what society... This is a problem with listening to the Twitter people. Who says that? Who says that you have to be a mom and a career person? You don't have to do both unless you signed up for both. And so that's where the game gets tricky. You seem like you're a piece of shit in some people's eyes if you're just a stay-at-home mom. And, of course, if you just abandon your kids, you're kind of a piece of shit, too. Very tricky times. But I think pushing too hard on feminists, or from the feminists, pushing too hard on women, you're supposed to get out there and get after it in the workplace. And then you're supposed to get after it with the kids. That's a long day. And so I don't envy those people. I try to help out as much as freaking possible with my kid. I go pretty hard. I make a lot of sacrifices with my own stuff, trying to take the burden off the old lady who's, tired from working her ass off at a shitty job. Okay. All right, so what are we going to do about this? Is there a problem of sexism? And it's probably similar to the racism thing. My answer is probably. There's probably some sexism. Is it everywhere? Are chicks being mistreated left and right? And is it like a felony level aggression? I mean, is like screaming the N-word and burning a cross in their yard? Or is it just, I don't know, not wanting to hear about the Kardashians again? And again, not all chicks are into that, but the ones that do are really fucking annoying to dudes like me who like to beat their chest, being real men. But and it goes the other way, too. I would guess the average Kardashian fashion shoes collecting person has no interest in anything I'm into. We're just not compatible. That's fine, too. So if there's like a big, you know, sexist problem, if chicks really are getting fucked over, if the WNBA chicks really do deserve more money, and again, ignoring those male porn stars, then what do we do about that? And the answer is, I don't know. It seems to be, in my mind, there's opportunity there for a woman to thrive. She can be a CEO of YouTube. That's going on. So she can be a powerhouse who's running shit. Now, So I don't know what to tell you. It seems like the average woman and the average man have to fight through all the problems that a regular human has to fight through. But I don't see how women just get bombarded by hate and sexist assholes. But I'm glad women have equality of opportunity. Women should have a right to pursue whatever, you know, they want to. I wish them the best and good luck, because there are rattlesnakes out there. There are scumbags that want to push you down. And welcome to the club. It's not because of your gender. They might use gender type terms just because those are the first ones that pop in their head, or they know those will get you, you know, get a rise out of you. But in the end, I think that it seems like we've achieved the goal. Men and women have equal opportunity. So good luck, make the best of it. And as far as how to raise kids too, holy fucking shit, you're going to have to work that out. But listening to they, whoever the fuck they is, that say you're supposed to be working 60 hours a week and then spending 200 hours with your kids and all that shit, they're full of shit. So I guess just good luck to you, chicks. But I don't think that we really have this systemic disaster of sexism.